From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Delphi, the bankrupt auto parts company, has reached a deal with the United Auto Workers. It calls for longtime employees to give up at least one-third of their salaries. The agreement is a sign of the times in the age of global labor competition. It also sets the stage for epic contract talks this summer between the union and Detroit's big three automakers. NPR's Frank Langfitt has our report.
The union was going to have to give up wages. The only question was, how much? In the end, it agreed that the wage scale would go from a high of $27 an hour to a range of $14 to $18.50. If union members ratify the deal, it will mark a big retreat for the once powerful United Auto Workers. But given pressure from lower-wage labor both here and abroad, there didn't seem like much choice. David Cole is chairman of the Center for Automotive Research, an Ann Arbor think tank. He says if a Delphi parts worker in the U.S. makes $27 an hour, a comparable one in China might make $2 an hour.
From a practical standpoint, the wage cost in China is essentially zero. I mean, it's so small compared to our wage structure.
The cuts could have been worse. In the beginning, Delphi said it wanted to slash salaries by two-thirds, and if the union had stood its ground, a bankruptcy judge might have imposed tougher conditions and sparked a strike. As it is, Cole says, the company has actually agreed to give longtime workers a lump sum payout to take the lower wages or leave.
So it's a pretty good deal. If you could retire in a couple of years, an extra $40,000 or $50,000 now is not bad. You know, there is obviously going to be some pain just because of the differences that exist. But it's, we're in a brave new world right now where the past is not an option.
Gary Chasen says that by agreeing to the deal, the union is signaling Detroit's car companies that it's realistic. Chasen is an industrial relations professor at Clark University in Massachusetts.
I think the negotiations between the UAW and Delphi are tremendously important because they set the tone for the negotiations between the big three. And they have really established a pattern here. And I think they can say that we have shown a willingness to be flexible, but at the same time, we have shown a willingness to bargain tough.
In July, the union faces off against Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors in what could be the most important negotiations in its history. The companies have lost market share and billions of dollars in recent years. Instead of wage cuts, they are expected to go after ballooning health care costs that have hurt their competitiveness with foreign companies like Toyota. Chasen says union negotiators are in a tough spot.
They are under tremendous pressure by the companies to give in and to cut costs, and they're in tremendous pressure by their workers to not make any more concessions.
Chasen says right now, union workers are despondent over recent cuts in jobs and benefits. The question, he says, is whether they become angry with their leaders. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.